উঠরে প্রিয়ে আত্মন জাগো হে প্রিয়ে আত্মন ফরিশতো কে সঙ্গ সঙ্গ বাবা হে পধারে ফরিশতো কে সঙ্গ সঙ্গ বাবা হে পধারে প্রীতম সে কর মিলন জাগো আত্মন উঠো আত্মন আই রে প্রভা
ওম শান্তি অমৃত বেলা দ হেডিং দ হোল কনফ্লুয়েন্স এজ Amrit Vela. Baba says, all moments of the confluence age are a good morning because the whole of the confluence age is Amrit Vela. In terms of the cycle, the confluence age is Amrit Vela, isn't it? So every moment of confluence age is good morning. Bab Dada comes in good morning and goes also in good morning. Because when the father comes, then it changes from night time and becomes Amrit Vela. So he comes at Amrit Vela, and when he leaves, then it becomes the day. However, he stays here during Amrit Vela. When it becomes the day, he lives and you all rule the kingdom. That is, it is the day of golden age, the day of Brahma. Father would become detached, would he not? So in terms of the old world, it is always good morning now. But according to the cycle, it is always good, Shubh. And will always remain good, Shubh. That is why you can say good morning, good night and good day. Everything is good. So, good morning to everyone in terms of Iron Age. And good morning according to the Confluence Age. So, double good morning. So, the whole of Confluence Age is... But that doesn't mean... That can be taken in the wrong manner. Baba says all moments of the confluence age are good morning. So this confluence age is the time of good morning as per the cycle. So Baba comes in good morning and he goes in good morning. So when he goes, it becomes day, and Baba is saying, you rule the day. I don't come in the day. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, will I enter in somebody and see in a hidden manner what things are there in golden age? So Baba would become detached. So confluence age is the time when everything is good. Shubh. So that is why it is good morning, it's good night, it's good day, everything is good. That's why Baba says double good morning. In this Brahmin life, everything about us should become good. Everything that is bad, everything that is vicious, everything that is dirty, everything that spoils us should be thrown out. And only the good remains within. The heart should become good, then everything would become good. What we see, what we hear, what we speak, what we do, everything should become good. Then only we can say that the whole Amritvela is good. And there is something very deep secret in what Baba said. For example, during Amritvela, if someone shouts at you, what will be your response? And somebody shouts at you at 12 noon, the response probably here is different, and the here it would be different. If suppose at Amritvela somebody comes to you with a very interesting, spicy news, what will be your response? And somebody comes to you with news here. Baba had said, the more interesting the news is, the more waste it is in it. So when the news is interesting, and when we hear something about someone, we want to know, we don't want to miss a single thing about it. We want to confirm and reconfirm from many different persons. If somebody comes and tells you about somebody, so you heard it out. But again, when somebody else comes, then you want to hear again from that person. So that nothing is missed. I should know every detail of that gossip which is in the air. But if you see, if you analyze your own Amritvela, you will feel, you will come to the conclusion that at Amritvela, your stage is slightly higher than what the stage is throughout the day. So, at Amritvela, we don't want to speak much. We prefer to remain calm. In yesterday's Murli also Baba said, it is quite to your disadvantage to speak more. Amritvela is a time when we remain calm. Amritvela is a time when we remain in the pilgrimage of remembrance. And we want it to remain uninterrupted. Because we know that everything, as I said, as we are discussing every day, from last 27 days about Amritvela, the whole day depends upon Amritvela. Control Amritvela and you control the whole day. Because whatever is the mindset at Amritvela, the same thing remains throughout the day. If the Amritvela is powerful, the day is powerful. If the Amritvela, your mind is fluctuating, swinging from waste and then powerful and then waste, the same fluctuation will happen throughout the day. So Amritvela, we remain ekras, constant and stable. So let just first see how is the Amritvela, what is the our propensity of the mind. Mind doesn't want to talk, mind doesn't want to laugh. We stay serious. We are not given to laughter and jokes at Amritvela. And we want to establish a very strong connection with Baba. And Amritvela is the time when we take all powers from Him. Amritvela is the time when we take blessings from Him. Amritvela is the time when we fill ourselves with His love. Amritvela is the time when we are filled with gratitude. When we are totally soul conscious. So many things are there that we do quite unconsciously at Amritvela. So definitely, that stage is quite powerful. Even in the world, nobody indulges in vices at Amritvela. Nobody will see even in the world getting angry at Amritvela. Even the worldly people are calm. And for that matter, devotees, they are worshipping God. Even they do not know Him. But still, So that's a very Satopradhan period. That's a refreshing period. That's the empowering period. That's the period when you have discounts and offers. We saw yesterday. Discounts and offers. It's a special season. So, Baba says, the whole confluence age is Amritvela. Don't feel that Amritvela has ended at 4:45. Extend the Amritvela into the day. Feel that the Amritvela is still going on. Extended Amritvela. The day is the extended Amritvela. So, the same stage of remembrance, Bazi, bet of remembrance, that is today's Sakar Murli, should stay. The same viceless stage. In Baba, today's Murli, Baba said, don't give up the hunger to drink poison. Give up the very strong words in today's Murli. Give up this hunger. Which hunger? To drink poison. Fill yourself with nectar at Amritvela. So that there is no more hunger. The hunger is eradicated. Physical hunger. Emotional hunger. Intellectual hunger, spiritual hunger, social hunger. Hunger makes the man restless. It propels him to commit crimes, to perpetuate sins. So when you fill yourself with that nectarine joy of divine love at Amritvela, no more this hunger will trouble you throughout the day. Otherwise, every human being is suffering from this physical hunger. And this physical hunger is insatiable, unquenchable. No matter what one does, the hunger remains. There is no stage of fulfillment in this hunger. So understand the nature of hunger. And this hunger is very disturbing. So, just as at Amritvela, we are calm, stay calm throughout the day. Just as Amritvela, we are soul conscious, extend that soul consciousness into the day. Just as Amritvela, we are less inclined to listen to all the world, worthless things of this world. So also throughout the day, we should not be interested in anything that is waste. Just as Amritvela, we love to be in silence and solitude and introverted stage. So also throughout the stage, throughout the day, stay in silence, stay in solitude and stay in that introverted stage. Just as Amritvela, we emerge souls and talk with them, forgive them, ask for pardon, or express gratitude. Similarly, throughout the day, express the same sense of gratitude. So whatever you do at Amritvela, now try to do that throughout the day. We forge all relationship with him at Amritvela, try to do the same thing at regular interval throughout the day. We do practice the drills at Amritvela. Now practice the drills throughout the day. We take drishti from Baba at Amritvela. Take the similar drishti from him throughout the day. At multiple times. You can practice that. In Sanskrit or in Indian yogic literature, there is one system of yoga. It is known as Surya Yoga or Tratak Yoga. what they do in this, they focus on candle or lamp initially, and then gradually on sun. That is known as sun gazing. That has to be done early in the morning, 30 minutes or 1 hour, some people say, 30 minutes after sunrise and 30 minutes before sunset. When you look directly into the sun and take the rays of sun, and that fills you with extraordinary energy, power. So they call it Trataka Yoga, and they say that that provides you with pranic nutrition. So this physical sun is the source of nutrition. And then gradually all the hunger disappears and the intake reduces. And that's why yogi is able to survive without physical food for a long time. Because they derive energy from the prana. That is known as pranic nutrition. These people are known as pranic people. So just as that sun, people focus and derive energy. In the similar manner, God is the sun of knowledge. He is the sun of purity. Throughout the day, just focus at one point of time somewhere. Anything you can focus, stare unblinkingly somewhere, as if that is Shiva Baba, and take all the energy from it. As if that has filled me with micronutrients, all vitamins, all calories. Everything is coming from that. All the physical strength, all the mental strength, all the intellectual strength, all the moral and spiritual courage is coming from that. So wherever you see throughout the day, practice the spiritual sun gazing. Seeing and taking energy. Seeing and taking energy. Whatever you see, if suppose this is the board, this is the picture, you can see Shiva Baba there. Just focus on that and feel as if I am receiving energy from there. Suddenly, throughout the day, when you are very much busy in service, where you are amidst 1,000 people, where there is give and take and you are busy in affairs of the world while doing service, in between suddenly, just focus on some point and do the spiritual sun gazing. Immediately derive energy from there. The energy of purity, which is the highest energy. In today's blessing, Baba said, purity is the mother of happiness, peace. So all peace is coming unto me. All happiness is coming unto me. Because I am linked with, I am connected with, I am united with the sun of purity. So this is known as spiritual sun gazing. They derive nutrition, you also derive spiritual nutrition. Spiritual vitamins, spiritual minerals, spiritual enzymes, spiritual carbohydrates, spiritual fat, spiritual proteins, spiritual amino acids. They are needed to build spiritual muscles of the soul. The triceps and biceps of the soul should become strong, because you do not know what is going to happen throughout the day. The day is uncertain. Everything is uncertain. Suddenly a bolt, suddenly a thunderbolt, suddenly a bolt from the blue can fall upon you, a lightning, a bad news, the death of some near and dear one, a sudden revelation of some disease in the body. You go for the blood checkup and the doctor says it is cancer and which has spread everywhere. Suddenly something. This is the world of uncertainties. And the only certain thing in this drama is uncertainty. But suddenly something can happen. So you have to remain very strong, empowered within to bear the onslaught of inclement weather, unfavorable conditions, incongenial circumstances. So how much powerful one should be. So when the whole day is Amrit Vela, that means the whole day you should be doing yoga. The whole day you should be doing drills. That means whole day you should be remaining silence and solitude. Whatever you do in Amrit Vela, extend that. This is some mental feedback that we have given. Now this has finished, now I have to do that. Now this is known as NLP. What is NLP? Anyone? Neuro-linguistic programming. You have to reprogram the brain. This all is programming here. A lot of books are written on this topic. People have written steps of NLP. It is all about mental programming. For example, every day at 1 o'clock, 8 o'clock you take breakfast, 9 o'clock you take breakfast, and 1 p.m. you go for lunch. This is the programming which has been done over here. Now, for example, if somebody, this is a clock, it is not 1, it is just 12. Okay, but he makes the hand of the clock ahead and he makes it 1. And the moment you see it once, you become hungry. It has not become 1, it is just 12, or even if it is just 11. But somebody makes it two hours ahead. Then you will feel, I am hungry, because it is 1 o'clock. What has happened? It's a programming here. It has nothing to do with hunger. Hunger is an emotional need rather than physical. It's all neuro-linguistic programming which is done. So reprogram. So you can do any reprogramming. Baba says in Murli, I am buffalo. Now come out of this gate. How can I? I can't, because I am a buffalo. I can't. So what has happened? That is NLP has happened. Subconscious reprogramming and rewiring. Neuroplasticity. So you can do any reprogramming. So reprogram that Amrit Vela is not finished. It is still going on. I am still in the Amrit Vela. There are some people who drink tea at Amrit Vela in between. So feel that Amrit Vela is still going on and I am having lunch. I am eating, but Amrit Vela is still on. So how will I eat if I am to eat at Amrit Vela? Those people who drink at Amrit Vela, they drink it calmly. You can see people sitting there and drinking water. Do they shout or do they chit chat with others while drinking water at Amrit Vela? Not at all. They will sit alone and drink. So the day is an extended Amrit Vela. The day is an extended solitude. The day is an extended silence. So nothing of this day, nothing of anything that happens in the day should disturb us. So Baba says, that is why you say good morning, good night, and good day. So everything should become good. Good is a very poor translation of the word Shubh. It is an extremely poor translation. To translate language means, suppose this is a bottle of Saint. This is another empty bottle. So you pour Saint from this bottle into another bottle. Half of the aroma Saint is gone. So from Hindi, when you translate into English, half of the flavor is gone. So good morning to everyone in terms of Iron Age, and good morning according to the Confluence Age. So double good morning. So write down at least throughout the day what all things, what is my stage of the mind at Amrit Vela, and what all things of Amrit Vela I want to extend throughout the day. It's a very good practice. Create the feeling of love within at Amrit Vela. You know those who are nature lovers, what they do? Those who love nature, what they do? You know tree hugging? Tree hugging? They hug the tree and love the tree. And they say, tree, I love you. You are so good. You give us so many things. And they talk with the leaves. And they talk with the branches. So there is an exchange of pure energy. Tree and I. So they create the feeling of love with nature. In the similar manner. The same feeling of love which had come to us in the morning should extend throughout the day. So they have devised tricks to love. Like close your eyes and see your whole body from inside. See your liver and say, liver, I love you. Kidneys, I love you. Brain, I love you. Joint, if you have joint pains, I love you. So send positive energy to your own body. Love every part of body and life. So that the body will cooperate you in purushartha effort. Om Shanti.